28 degrees.
Currently on Erskine Street, it's 16 degrees.
Check it out.
The McDonald's Dubbo in Wellington.
This is Pippa Moore and Jimmy Love.
Jimmy Love.
Can we be friends?
Pippa and Jimmy.
Yeah, morning, Dubbo and the Central West. Hope you're having a great Wednesday. Oh, Pippa and Jimmy on the air.
Look who it is.
Hello.
The notorious J-I-M-I.
No, it's a notorious J-I-M-I.
Oh, right.
You gotta take a breath between the two.
Oh, okay, sorry.
How you doing?
Good. How are you? Great to have missed you.
Well, I was down in Melbourne for a couple of days.
You were.
And then I went up to Canberra for a night.
Oh.
On my annual leave.
Yep.
Yeah, as to shoes and it, you know, as you do.
Yeah, as you do. Yeah. Did you just want to go and see Malcolm and Bill, did you?
Yeah.
At Parliament House? Just drop in and say good day.
Just want to check out what's happening at Parliament House. Yeah, see if they need a replacement deputy prime minister or anything like that.
Well, yeah, they might. So it's good that you put your hat in the ring for that.
Oh, thank you.
Mm.
So that was pretty good. Disaster hit, though, on the way.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
What happened?
What I do is I'll tell you about it a bit later because I need a couple of minutes to explain what happened.
Okay, right.
But I did get rescued by some amazing people here in town.
Wow.
Here in Dubbo.
Okay.
I was 500 k's away and I got rescued by Dubbo locals.
Wow. So you're going to give them a mad shout out.
Mad shout out later.
How good.
On in the show.
So good. Ben Shields is coming on the show today too.
Oh, that'll be good because he's the mayor, isn't he?
He is. Yeah. So you can wax lyrical about how great our local residents are.
Oh, that would be really good. Hey, if you got a question for Ben Shields, 13 12 16, or hit up the Hit 93.5 Facebook page.
Yep.
And by the way, I'm going to make a pledge. No more holidays till Christmas for me.
What?
Yeah.
This is major. Mm. Oh, my gosh. Can you make it when Ben Shields is in? And can we, like, put your hand on a Bible or something so that it's really binding?
Would you like to make the same pledge?
No, because I'm taking holidays in November. Karaoke is coming up next.
Yeah, 13, 12, 16 if you want to play. But right now, the brand new one from Maroon 5. Maroon 5's What Lovers Do. It's Hit 93.5. Pippa and Jimmy on the air. Morning Dub on the Central West. Pippa, Jimmy, morning Dubbo and the Central West. We do it all thanks to Mick Cafe, Australia's most popular barista-made coffee. Love on the air with I Like Me Better at 6:19. Pippa, you're not looking for a new job, are you?
Oh, look, I'm pretty okay with the one I've got.
Okay, quite good.
Happy, but I know what it's like when you really need a career change. It can be tough.
You need a shift. Have you ever thought, I don't know what I want to do or, like, my perfect job, I'm not sure if it even exists.
Yeah, how do I describe it?
Yeah.
Wouldn't it be great if I could just get paid to, I don't know.
Wax lyrical.
Yeah, exactly.
What about waxing lyrical about avocados?
Oh, that'd be all right.
Avocados are very trendy, aren't they, in 2017?
Aren't they just? Oh. Tell you what, food of the moment.
Food of the moment, all right. Now, in Sydney, there's so much the food of the moment that Australia's first avocado pop-up cafe is due to open next month.
Oh, sitters. I tell you what, they're progressive, aren't they?
They are so progressive in Sydney.
Gosh. So it's a pop-up cafe, all based. So all of their food's avocado-based.
Oh, how good is that? But, Pippa, here's the thing. Here's a big one for all you job hunters out
That's right.
Who are ready to take the 7-hour express into Sydney.
Exactly.
2:20 every day from the station. They are looking for a new head of avo control who will need to taste and test all 20 avocado creations on the menu before the doors open to the public and approve them.
So they're serving breakfast, lunch and dinner, e.g. avocado smoothie served in its own skin, avo cornetto ice cream.
Great.
How good's this?
Would you be up for being the taste tester?
Oh, 100%. Yeah, absolutely. What about you?
I'd take the job.
Mm-hmm.
As a side job.
So the chef, Liam, is saying, we got creative with the ice cream. It's sweet, but the avocado cuts through the sweetness. And so you just get a really nice, smooth flavour and it's really delicious.
I like what they're calling the pop-up spot, good fat.
Oh, punny.
Punny.
Yeah, love that.
Because avocados have good fat in them.
They do. They are the good kind of fat.
That's really good, isn't it?
Maybe we could go there for a date.
That would be
bit
nice.
Bit of product research, perhaps.
Oh, my goodness. We could just jump on the 7-hour express.
Actually, we could.
We could. Straight down there.
Get off air at 9, go down there.
Straight there, yep.
Perfect.
Is there a train back? I don't know.
Don't know.
Might have to have the next day off.
Oh. Might have to take an annual leave day. Have you got any left now?
I don't know if I've got any annual leave
days
left.
You might have to steal one of mine.
Oh, my. Could I borrow one?
For avocados, I'd be willing to trade.
You'd be willing to trade. Yeah, done.
So there you go, everyone. Put the job applications in the bin. Get on the Express to Sydney because we've found the perfect job for you.
It's the Good Fat Cafe opening Sydney next month. I can swear, I can joke. Maggie Lindemann on the air. This is Hit 93.5 Morning Dub on the Central West. You know our phone number, 13 12 16. Get in touch anytime, any reason.
Call
Love
me.
To hear from you. We do it all thanks to Macca's, Dubbo and Wellington. And get this, Macklemore brings his Gemini tour to the Horden Saturday, February 3rd. Tickets at livenation.com.au or become a Hit VIP for your chance to win.
He's another human that's very inked.
Oh, him and Bieber.
You know, him and Biebs have just, they've got no bare skin left.
That is,
it's just all, they're walking works of art.
What happens if you're covered in tattoos, what happens when you run out of space to tattoo?
Exactly.
What do you do?
I don't know. It's a disaster. It's not like you can grow more skin, can you?
No.
Do you start getting the bottom of your feet tattooed?
No, that's
I don't
idea.
Know.
There you go. Yep.
You know, have you got any tattoos?
No, zero.
Why do I imagine that you have?
Because I'm sort of the bad boy image.
Because you're kind of edgy.
I'm edgy, yeah.
You've got a few piercings like that cool haircut.
Yeah, I've got one, two, three. I've got two holes in one nose.
Wow.
Which is common for most humans.
Yes.
But these are on the side of the nose.
Right, okay. So you're pretty edgy.
Mm.
So get this right. So there's, if you're looking to get a tattoo, like, or be a bit more like Macklemore or the Biebs, you can go to a tattoo store in Dallas where you put $100 in a gumball machine and it brings out like a little gumball. And the inside is a tattoo design that you can get done at the shop straight away.
That'd be good for me because I've always wanted a tattoo, but I can never think of what to get.
So what you do is it randomly selects one for you.
For only $100.
$100.
That's all you're going to pay. And then you pay $20 for your tattoo and your tattoo only costs $120.
No, because I think that includes it all.
Oh, includes the tattoo.
Yeah, it includes everything. So the prices of the tattoo are range between $160 and $180, maybe even up to $250, the owners are saying. But you're getting a considerable discount as long as you're willing to take the gamble and get inked with what they give
you. Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. It's like that TV show in the UK where you go in, the celebrity's going with their best friend and the best friend gets to decide what gets tattooed on them. They don't get to see it till after it gets tattooed. Yeah,
exactly.
Oh, my gosh. I wouldn't
be
able to do it.
Wouldn't that be wild? Imagine if I picked one out for you.
What would you pick?
In there. Well, apparently there are no bad designs.
Of course, if you're the designer, you're not going to claim you put a bad design in.
No, he's not going to claim, I'm a tattoo artist, but I'm really terrible at it.
Mm.
So I think we could do that.
What if you're a chick and there's like a naked woman and you get it on your boob? That's like a...
Well, you can choose what part of the body you get it on, yeah. But I guess you're not going to know. I think when you get the gumball out, you can see it. It's not like you're not going to know what it is until you get it revealed body.
It's not like a glory hole. You've got to put it in there and then suddenly they tattoo and you've got no idea what's going on.
No, I think you actually get to observe what is on the bit of paper.
Yeah, right.
First.
Talking about boobs.
Yeah.
There's boobs and balls coming up next.
Oh, good. Yeah, great.
Got some NRL news for you.
Oh, I love a bit of NRL news.
Oh, one of the biggest players. Controversy overnight.
Oh, my gosh, what's he done now?
I don't know. It's what he's done. It's what one of the other teams have done.
Wow.
They said not interested.
Bye, Felicia.
Okay,
so you went to Melbourne on the weekend, had a cheeky long weekend, went to Canberra on the way home, and then tell me about it. What happened?
So, as I said, there was a little bit of a disaster. I've had a couple of days off work. Thanks, Mike, for filling in for me, for starters. Got down to Melbourne fine. It was a 10-hour drive.
Mm-hmm.
Got to listen to Hamish and Andy's Coconut Love on the way down there, which was made it all worth it.
Hilarious.
Driving back up.
Mm-hmm.
Things started to go sour when I had a little bit of a problem with my clutch.
Right.
Wasn't really feeling the clutch.
Okay.
I stopped for my regular toilet breaks.
Yeah, right. Okay.
Yeah, I'm like, it was fine though.
Something's
it was working.
Not right.
So I'm cruising up to meet some friends in Canberra.
Mm-hmm.
This is on Monday.
Mm-hmm.
And pull into the Hungry Jack's in Gundagai.
Gundagai. Yeah.
Gundagai.
That's right.
Pull into the Hungry Jack's in Gundagai. And I'm not getting any clutch at all in my car.
Oh, zero clutch.
In my little Kia Rio.
Okay.
No clutch. And I'm thinking, oh, goodness, can't even get into first gear. Having trouble. So I pull in, let the car cool down a bit, try and start it again. Nah, I'm getting nothing. I cannot get moving with this car. I'm stuck.
Oh, my gosh.
In Gundagai.
At Hungry Jack's.
At Hungry Jack's. You know, it could be worse places to be stuck.
Yeah. At least you got some food. At least you got, you know, you're not going to die of starvation.
And the Gundagai Hotel was next door as well.
Oh, perfect.
So, yeah, had
all
it all, really.
Sorted.
Really had everything we needed. Anyway, so as you do, you call roadside assistance.
Yes.
got the roadside assistance to send out a mechanic to me. But in the meantime, they're like, it's going to be an hour. You know, they're like, oh, it's going to be an hour.
Yes, and that's so annoying.
I'm stuck there thinking, oh, no, are we done for?
Yeah.
And I don't know anything about cars. I'm not a technical person whatsoever.
It's not in your wheelhouse.
So, I don't know any mechanics. I don't have any mechanic friends.
Mm, they're good to have mechanic friends.
Yeah, they are good to
have. What did you do?
Well, I had to pick up the phone and I called the guys at Golden West Holden.
Oh, great friends of the show.
Yeah, great friends of the show. And I said, I just need to speak to a mechanic.
Yep.
Can I speak to a mechanic,
please?
Help me
out.
To a mechanic.
I just need someone to talk car language to me in a way I can understand.
And get through to Josh.
Yep.
Oh, Josh was just amazing in the workshop there. Taught me through it and basically we came to the agreement, most likely I'm stuck in Gundagai.
Really?
I'm done.
That's
stuck
what Josh
in
was saying.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
How are you here?
I know.
What happened?
I know. So my partner's British.
Right.
And he's watched a lot of Wolf Creek and a lot of Australian horror films.
Oh, my gosh. He would be freaking out.
The sheer look on his face, he looked at me and goes, is this Wolf Creek? Is this Wolf Creek? Are we stuck in the middle of Outback Australia and we are not going anywhere? Oh, my goodness, what is going on?
Starting to hyperventilate. Oh, no.
Starting to hyperventilate. I'm like, goodness me, finally. And I'm thinking we're stuck. We've already spoken to Josh and then Josh had put me through to Christian, who also works there at Golden West Holden.
Yep.
And they were great, but we were pretty sure I was stuck.
Oh,
pretty sure
no.
I was done for. Anyway.
You're freaking out. You're thinking someone's going to come up in an old dusty ute, be like, oh, come back to my place for the night. And then I'll never see you again.
Thank goodness when the mechanic finally got there, it's just a leak. Just a leak in this flayed fluid or some fancy word like
right,
that.
Right, okay.
So call them back up. Josh, Christian, what's going on? They said, fine, you can get to Canberra.
Oh, okay. So or get to Dubbo.
Oh,
so great, okay.
Got to Canberra that night.
Yep.
Fine, we're safe. We're safe from the Wolf Creek.
Oh, this is on the way to Canberra. Okay, gotcha. Sorry.
Yeah. And then yesterday, drove back, called them in the morning. Hey, guys, do you reckon I can get back to Dubbo?
Yeah.
They're like, yeah, you can. We got to Wellington. Had to get a tow truck.
No!
Yeah, had to get a tow truck from Wellington.
So close!
So yesterday at 5 p.m, we're stuck on the side of the road in Wellington.
Great.
Waiting for a tow truck.
Oh, man. What a story.
Shout out to David. Pulled over and picked us up.
The tow truck driver.
Stuck us on the back. Yeah, the tow truck driver.
Your partner would be thinking, where have you brought me? This is absolutely the middle of nowhere. What have you done?
Yeah, that's what I was getting. Now I'm Carlos.
Great. Carlos, but you've still got a partner at this stage.
Yeah,
she hasn't left you just yet. Yeah, great.
Yeah. Wait for that phone call, the Savo.
Yeah.
What's wrong with the car? $4,000 worth of damage. Yeah. I'm like, no.
And I'm on the train back to Sydney.
And I'm on the train back to Sydney. Bye.
King of House. Mia on air.
And Ben Shields is in studio with us right now. We are taking your questions on 13, 12, 16 or at Hit 93.5's Facebook page. But I got an unusual question, Pippa, for the mayor. Because remember how I broke down yesterday in Wellington?
Oh, you did, yes.
Yeah, broke down, Ben. My little Kia Rio. Mm-hmm. Had to get towed to Golden West Holden.
Ooh.
So, yeah, they're fixing up for me. Thanks, boys, over there. And my lorry driver on the trip in, I said to him, any questions for Ben Shields? He said, well, you know what, mate? I live on Peachville Road. And every time the Garbos come up the street, they try and do a U-turn on my property, on my bitumen that I've paid for, and they tear it up, and it's costing me a fortune. What can you do about it?
I just think we need to go with road spikes. Simple as that. You know,
good.
That'll learn them.
Good.
That'll learn them. I'll have a chat to the guys and see what we can do and if there's a different way we can do it. Yeah, no, it's a serious issue. So, look, I'll look into it.
But I'm happy for road spikes.
I'll get it sorted.
Amanda's written in, hey, Ben, just a quick question. I live on Cobra Street, the only shady tree on the footpath from lights at Hawthorne Street to Wheels Lane. The tree roots are lifting all the dirt out every time it rains. Is this a council problem or ours as homeowners? It's a great tree, but can't do anything about under it. It might be a silly question, but hey, oh, P.S., congrats on being the mayor.
Yep. Okay, so no, certainly not a silly question. Look, generally the rule is when it comes to footpaths, yes, it's your responsibility to mow it and things like that, but it is council's footpath, and if it is causing something dangerous, like someone could trip over or whatnot, yes, that should be our responsibility to fix. But in Amanda's case, because it is a customer service request, she's best off just calling the customer service centre at council, 6801 4000.
Yep.
And that would be logged. And again, if they were going to inspect that, if it's dangerous, if it's causing a major problem like that, being dangerous especially, or it's going to further wreck infrastructure, they will get it fixed. So that number again, 6801 4000 for council's customer service
line.
Fantastic. Yep. Thanks for that, Mr. Ben Shields. Michael's written in on the Facebook page, what is happening with the old drive-in? Is council reopening it?
Good question from Michael.
I wish council would reopen it. Look, okay, so they did have a temporary reopening of the drive-in last Easter.
Okay.
For the youth council got together and did that. That was awesome. That really was cool. Look, there's probably not the market for a drive-in as such like that. One of the reasons why we did do it is not just to provide a great service over the Easter period for the having a drive-in here, but also potentially to show off that if someone was to come in and wanted to buy that land off the owners and put a drive-in together again, they could. So I'm keen at the very least to do this as an annual thing almost with council and that drive-in. The facilities are there, and look at doing it every Easter or et cetera.
Yeah.
So, look, yes, in the, short term, yes, maybe.
Yeah, fantastic.
Right, good to know. And last question this morning comes from James. Hi, Ben. Just wondering why you're against the upgrade to Victoria Park.
No. So I'm not against the upgrade of Victoria Park. I've just got a couple of questions. There's an awesome grant given to council to upgrade it, potentially make the oval bigger, all that sort of stuff. But we've got to be a bit cognizant of the fact that we have a very, very old bike track there.
Okay.
It's a flat track. The bike track's almost perfect. That was a track back in the 1910s and 20s what trained Bob Spears. Now, Bob was the very first world champion flat track bike rider. He won all these medals, all these Olympic Games medals come from that track. It's a historical track in its own right. So I've just got to get together with the users of that whole facility, being the footy guys, being the cricket guys and the bike guys, get together with the local member, council, work out what's the plan ahead for this. I certainly don't want to lose the 8 million. I certainly want to keep the cricket guys happy and the rugby guys and the cycling guys.
But how do we use that
exactly.
money?
But it's a juggling act.
Yeah.
So, and I feel real sorry for the cycle guys, but the idea is pick them up and move them.
Yeah,
That's not kosher, not necessarily right as well.
Yeah, right.
So, but I think it's a matter of getting them all together, working out which is the best way forward.
Fantastic. Mayor of Dubbo Regional Council, Ben Shields, we'll have to leave it there, but thank you so much for joining us, and we look forward to having you back in the studio of Mayor on Air in a fortnight's time.
Not a problem. Thank you.
Trending now at hit.com.au.
Yeah, morning everyone, Pippa and Jimmy on the airwaves. Thanks to Macca's, Dubbo and Wellington. Pippa, what's trending?
Okay, well, you know how much I love babies and weddings.
Yes.
So, which Kardashian has come out and said she's pregnant that hasn't announced it before?
Who?
Kourtney Kardashian.
She's not pregnant.
No, she was joking.
Oh, was she?
Yeah,
oh,
exactly.
Good joke. Oh.
So she definitely got everybody's hopes up that she was expecting a baby as well. She told Grazia magazine that she was pregnant, but it was all a joke.
Right.
Because she was asked what the craziest rumour was that she'd heard about herself recently. And she said, they asked me, what's a crazy rumour you've heard about yourself? And my answer was, I've heard I'm pregnant.
Right.
But yeah, obviously she's not.
Did you hear, you know, Tom Petty passed away sadly a couple of weeks ago. Apparently there was one of those hoax death rumours spread about him about 3 or 4 hours before he passed away, and then he actually passed away. So the family had to reconfirm, okay, that was a hoax, but now this isn't a hoax.
He's actually passed away.
Yeah.
That's a bit spooky, isn't it?
A bit spooky, yeah.
Something a bit Desperado
by
Mimi, Mariah Carey.
Yeah.
So she stepped out wearing the 35-carat diamond engagement ring from ex-fiancé James Packer.
As an everyday lady would.
Yeah, as an everyday lady would, even though they split up a year ago.
Oh, that is desperate.
It cost over $12 million, this ring, and she rocked it as she attended a Chanel party with her new BF, which, how awkward's that?
Wait, what finger was she wearing it on?
Don't know what finger it was on. It was her ring finger.
She had her $12 million engagement ring from James Packer on while on a date with her new boyfriend.
With her new boyfriend.
Oh, come on, darling.
Maybe because she's like, guys, it just...
Jonas Blue, Mama. Morning, Dub on the Central West. You're getting up with Pippa and Jimmy on Hit 93.5. And Canteen's National Bandana Day is this Friday, October 27. Buy a bandana or donate at supportbandanaday.com.au.
What was your bedtime when you were growing up?
Well, I remember when I was a kid that in summer I used to hate my bedtime because when I was like 7 or 8, it used to be before it got dark.
Oh, with daylight savings. Daylight savings.
Sometimes it get dark at, you know, 9:15.
Yeah.
And you'd be like, why am I in bed? It's light outside.
Still daytime.
I could be having fun outside.
Exactly. It's so confusing, isn't it?
My mum should have invested in some of those like shutter blinds that like you can't see the light. Yeah. There's no light. Yeah.
Blackout blinds.
That's it. Yeah, you're right.
So you reckon probably about 8 o'clock?
I reckon, yeah.
So our mum has been slammed for letting her under fives stay up as late as midnight.
Midnight?
Yeah.
Oh, that was my dream come true.
Oh, wasn't it just?
Oh, just watch Lost and then fall asleep halfway through it, you know. Oh, that would be good. Survivor.
Maybe at Christmas or New Year, you'd get away with it.
Yeah, right.
But on a standard Wednesday during the week, there you were no chance. Like, if I was up past 8 o'clock, I was like, I was pushing it.
Yeah, I reckon her kids were like those kids at school who have fallen asleep halfway through the lesson.
Oh, totally.
You know what I mean?
So she's posted on Mum's Net. So she's explained she's a mum of four. She's got one child that's of school age and three others under the age of five whose normal bedtime is 9 p.m. or later.
Wow, 9 p.m. or later and sometimes midnight.
Yeah. And wow. She said sometimes later at the weekends we can have full days out. If there's a party or a wedding, they can happily stay up till midnight.
Oh, they're doing well. I wonder
they
what she's feeding.
Well,
the Red Bull?
Well, she's not doing well because people have been very judgy.
Oh, really?
I mean, you know how people are so quick to parent shame these days.
Right.
I mean, mum shaming other mums. Oh, mercy.
Are you mum shaming right now?
I'm not mum shaming. I'm saying about people can mum shame.
I'm just checking.
What would a mum shame? Got nothing to mum shame about.
So people have been mum shaming
people
this
mum. People are mum shaming this mum.
Oh, okay. Let's open the lines up then.
13, 12, 16.
Yeah, is midnight too late
for a five-year-old to be awake? Yes.
Beware. Don't get yourself accused of mum shaming.
That's right. I'm doing no such thing right now. I'm just delivering the story.
Okay, 13, 12, 16, what's the question?
Is midnight too late for a five-year-old to still be awake?
Right. 13, 12, 16, give us a call. Hit up the Hit 93.5 Facebook page.
Mum shamers not allowed.
No mum shamers.
Yep.
21 pilots right now, stressed out. Morning. I wish I found some light far away. Used to dream about a space, but now they're laughing at the face saying, wake up, you need to make money. Yo. 21 pilots stressed out. This is Hit 93.5. Morning, Pippa and Jimmy on the airway, 13, 12, 16. Give us a call. Would love to hear from you. Stand by. The psychic coins predicting who will win The Bachelorette 2017. They're coming up next. They've got a 50-50 success rate at the moment. So,
but right now we're asking on 13, 12, 16, is midnight too late for a five-year-old to be going to bed? This is after a mum has come out online saying that she lets her under five stay up as late as midnight. She's been roasted.
Roasted.
She's been mum shamed.
She's been mother shamed.
Yeah. Mm. So we're asking on 13, 12, 16, what do you think?
What do you think? Eric's on the line. Eric, mate, what do you reckon? Is midnight, no mummy shaming, but is midnight too late for a five-year-old?
Yes, of course. That's way too late.
Yeah, have you got kids yourself, Eric?
Yes, mate. Yeah.
And what time do you reckon they should go to bed when they're at the 5 year old mark?
Oh, 8 o'clock.
At least 8 o'clock. Yeah. Have your kids ever stayed up a bit late and they've gone a bit feral because they haven't had enough sleep?
They have. Plenty of times.
Oh dear.
What about as a one-off? Do you think even for midnight, for a five-year-old, for a special occasion
or something, can you get away with it, or just a blanket rule, never staying up late?
Yeah, I'd just say blanket rule, never stay up late.
Right.
Especially after 12 anyway, yeah.
Yeah, actually, thanks so much for calling, Eric, on 13, 12, 16. I agree, restaurants, I say after 7. No, no under 5 year olds. After 7:30, no under 18 year olds. Yeah. In bed, the lot of you.
You'd be dirty with that if you were 17 and three quarters, though.
Oh, you should see him roaming around the streets of my place.
Oh, really?
I'm like, guys, 7:30, I'm ready for bed. And they're roaming around playing outdoor cricket. I'm like, no. Get inside. Yeah, get inside.
The Bachelorette's on. What are you doing?
Yeah, well, you crazy? You crazy?
Samantha's written into the Facebook page. Lots of comments coming through. Is midnight too late for five-year-olds to still be a mate? Samantha says, bloody oath it is. She's not holding back, is she?
No.
That kid would be so tired and cranky and would have behavioural problems. I've got a four-year-old boy. He wouldn't even make it past 9:30 without passing out somewhere, let alone midnight. Next question is, I wonder what she feeds the kid. Impossible mum shaming.
Yeah, that's possible mum shaming there.
Penny says, hell yes, it's too late. Five-year-olds need a minimum of 10 hours sleep. How will they learn with no sleep? Is Penny Mum shaming?
Yeah, it's Penny Mum shaming.
Shona, she goes, oh, it depends if it's a regular occurrence or if it's a one-off. Mm. Karen says, it sounds like self-inflicted misery to me. Nothing worse than a tired, cranky little kid.
You know what I think funny? I don't think I could even stay up till midnight.
No, not even if I tried.
I'll be John.
Jenny, though, she says this mum shaming other mums needs to stop. Everyone parents differently and we don't know any of their circumstances.
Okay,
so
have your say at the Hit 93.5 Facebook page, wrapping up that one. Pippa, we've got the psychic coins. Mike from Work Days has just taped them up with Jared.
He's had
Apollo,
a little craft session.
And Stu. Yeah, yep. We've actually named Mike from Work Days
the craft co-ord.
Craft coordinator, yeah. Or co-ord for short. Mm-hmm. So thanks to Mike. We'll be flipping those coins up next. Stand by. Of course, we have to go to our psychic coins.
We do.
To have a 50-50 record of getting things correct.
I just think maybe last time we didn't have enough vibe in there. We didn't send enough psychic energy into the coins.
We didn't. No, we didn't. So today's our psychic coins are they're being sticky taped over by Mike, the craft coordinator.
Yes, that's right.
Also known as Mike from Work Days.
Also known as the guy that fills in on Brekkie when you decide to take annual leave.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Thanks
many,
for that, Mike.
Many hats he wears.
Yeah, he wears many hats. We've got Jared, Apollo and Stu.
Yep.
I've got them on the Kleenex box right now. We're going to flip them over. Now, if one of them comes up twice, they're the ones who will win.
Okay.
If all three of them come up once, then we're just correct.
It's going to be spooky if Stu comes up with two on the coin.
Okay, let's do it.
Okay, you're going to flip
it? 3, 2, 1. Flip the coins. There we go. Okay.
Have a look. Tell me what you can see. They've flipped over the other side of the room, so Jimmy's got to go and pick them up. Can you see what's happened? Have you found all three? Oh, my gosh, you've got the result. Was it a clear winner?
Stu had one.
Yeah.
Apollo had two. That
Whoa.
Is it. Dubbo and the Central West. Apollo will win the Bachelorette tonight. Put your cash on it.
According to our psychic coins that have currently got a 50% success rate. So pretty good odds.
At least if we get it wrong this time, it only drops to 33.
Oh, thank goodness for that.
Rather than a full 50% drop.
Okay, that's
good. Really good. So we've got a good, good.
Great.
And I'll predict this too as well.
Apollo, look out. So, you might be, hopefully you haven't, you might have to go take your bets off.
Yeah, you might do a magic trick and win, yeah.
Yeah. Oh,
yeah.
He could rig the whole thing.
He rigged the whole thing.
With his magic.
He produces a rose out of nowhere.
Yes.
Boom,
oh, my gosh.
Married.
This is what's happening. Boom, married.
Is that how it works? Wouldn't know.
Sometimes, yeah.
Yeah, great.